Then last Saturday afternoon, Skelly Stadium, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Denver Gold and the Oklahoma Outlaws. Second quarter, quarterback Doug Williams of Oklahoma.
The microphone later.
Three more months till football!
There you go, and we're going to warm you up with some Bears and XFL news, Lou. More Christian Cavallari and Jay Cutler. Producers on Cavallari's show, Barry Cavallari, decided not to air certain Jay and Christian clips for the sake of the couple's three children. Lou, is that sacrifice or what?
Oh my gosh. So wait a minute. What is the Cavallari show?
Apparently it's a reality show about her life, Christian Cavallari, because she was on The Hills. I have no idea what
is The Hills?
I have no idea, seriously.
Come on, Uber.
I don't know anything about The Hills. Greg Potter, please help us out here.
Okay, so back to that. Yeah, sure, we'll give it that.
And they called their divorce a loving conclusion, Lou. Would you call a divorce a loving conclusion?
As opposed to an equitable settlement? Yeah, what the hell?
There you go.
You know, we like to look on the bright side of life here at the 6202.
Always look on the bright side of life. Also, the couple had the quarantine together in the Bahamas, Lou, and Christian is now dating comedian Jeff Dye.
Ah!
It's all working out for them, I think.
But I guess.
Jay's in the background. I don't know if he's...
What's Jay doing with his $30 million and no job? What's he doing? Is he doing anything these days?
I don't know. He didn't want him to buy another house because that was too much property for them. So, Cole Schmidt, you remember Cole Kismet on the Bears, the tight end?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Is he the guy that snapped his leg?
No, that was another one.
Oh.
But he's reportedly Justin Fields' favorite red zone target. So where does that leave wide receiver holdout Allen Robinson, Lou? This is real sports.
Nowhere, because Fields isn't going to be on the field. So who cares what the second string quarterback likes? All right,
Lou.
Just, you know, the guy, we got some 20-year-old fucking kid who hasn't taken a snap, and now he's saying who his favorite receiver is?
That's the modern NFL, Lou.
Oh, yeah, just wait till your line. It's like Jarlsberg, for crying out loud, and you're going to get squashed.
And there you go.
Yeah, that's real sports. I like Robinson.
So, did you know that Kyle Long is back, Lou? Did you know he was trying out for a team?
God bless him, I tell you. Kyle.
Now, listen to this. He joined the Kansas City Chiefs and was online to be a starter.
Or, I can see it. I definitely see it. With the exception of his ankles. He's got to be well rested, right?
He did blow out his knee, though, and he's on the sideline. I don't know if he blew it out.
He's figure skating, for crying out loud. He's not going to last that long.
He could be.
But I admire it. I admire it.
It's like that movie where the hockey player became a figure skater. What was that called, Lou?
Slapshot.
No, it wasn't.
Was that Balls of Fire or Steel, Blades of Steel, or was that with... What's his face? Elf.
Will Ferrell.
Is it the one with Elf? Yeah.
Blades of Glory, Lou.
Blades of Glory.
That's
okay.
One of the funniest. Well,
ping pong was Balls of Fury, wasn't it?
Yes.
The ping pong one?
It's Balls of Fury. That's a good one, too.
That was my stage name.
The SFL is back, Lou. The Spring League that folded in 1986 is coming back to compete with the XFL next spring of 2022. Well, we're going to be very busy.
What football is on now?
Is there football on now?
Yeah, I see.
Is this a spring league?
Yeah.
The spring league.
Yeah, didn't we do something on them a couple episodes
ago? Yes, we
ago?
Did. We did, Lou.
All right, okay.
So they maintained the rights to their team names. So you remember, of course, the New Jersey Generals.
Yes. That's World Football League.
No, that's USFL.
Oh, USFL.
Yeah. The Baltimore Stars, you remember them?
No.
The Memphis Showboats.
Kinda.
Yeah. The LA Express.
Yes.
And, of course, the Chicago Blitz.
The Blitz. I think this is great. But I think they're missing the ball.
What are they missing, Lou?
Arena football's got to be next. Somebody's got the uniforms.
I'm looking for a major merger. I think the XFL, the USFL, and the Canadian League should get together and have a mega league that starts right after the NFL.
Why after?
Why after? Well, they'll start competing, and you're probably right. Why after? So, for any Lou's Sunday NFL picks news, I've added a new segment this week to the Luther.
Wow, that's off the wall. Talk about unscripted. Thank you very much. Yes, we are. We'll be holding elections for the review board this year for any discrepancies. Any balloting questions, please go to Botherington. We will have his IM set up. And this year, we're looking back to going to the old format.
All right.
And beware of the power ranking.
Beware of the power ranking. Lou, I'm going to tell you, too, the
T-O-O?
Didn't Bundy volunteer to be the league secretary of complaints?
Oh, that's right. Michael J.
Yeah. Mike Lago, as we know him.
So, speaking of which.
Yes.
This is what, number 380 podcast?
This is it, the 380th podcast.
All right, count down to 400.
Oh, the announcement comes.
Count down to 400. That's
which game will it be?
Weekly. Yep.
Which game will it be?
And what will be on the table of meat?
Ooh.
Yepper. And also, Zip, you all have realized that Zippy and Dippy, otherwise known as the Wood Brothers, have been absent this summer.
Why is that, Lou?
Well, they took advantage of the quarantine, and they have been devising and putting together a very detailed scouting report. And the Wood Brothers will be doing a pick for the entire year, which will be featured
on Lou Dickman Weekly, this podcast.
Lou Dickman Weekly. On podcast, who knows?
Who knows? It will be between 380 and 400.
Yes.
But it will be somewhere in there.
Yes, and if we have two podcasts a week, we might be able to do it before the season starts.
That'd probably be the way. Yeah, so, we still have the baseball show. We're going to have the baseball show coming up. Because we couldn't do it this year in the beginning of the season, we're going to do it at the All-Star break. And I already got a buy-in from Giancarlo.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. And good news.
All I have to do is remind him. We'll be all good for that.
And then who's going to remind you?
I have an iron trap mind, Lou. Power rankings of the week. The best USFL names. Lou, the Arizona Outlaws, the Birmingham Stallions, the Denver Gold, the Oakland Invaders, the Houston Gamblers, or the Pittsburgh Maulers. Lou?
Get that Houston Gamblers thing. Get rid of that
Houston
one.
Gamblers is number six.
Get rid of this Invaders.
Invaders, number five.
Yeah, I'll get rid of that. Stallions. Outlaws.
All right.
All right, what do we got left there? We got the Denver Gold and the Pittsburgh Maulers.
Who is number two, Lou?
Pittsburgh Maulers are number two. We're going with the Denver Gold.
The Denver Gold,
yes, indeed,
will be Lou's favorite. Woo! USFL team once they start again. All right.
Yes, and then our shout out of the week. Yeah. And our
another new segment.
And our trip to 400. Lou Cleggers Jr., how the hell are ya?
Besides
that,
Dick.
Was last year. That brain cell's long gone.
Yes, it is. Question of the week.
I'm all ears.
What profession would you suggest is next for the great Kyle Long?
For the great Kyle Long, the next profession will be long dogs. He's going to have a hot dog vending machine, long dogs.
Doesn't get any better than that. I'm putting in $10 right now, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week!
And go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Rookie Evaluation Service. When you feel the need to be ready, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou evaluates you!
Hello, football fans. This is Lou Dickman.
I am cool!